Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Write. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywrite.com. Time to spare. Talk to just about anybody, and they'll tell you they don't have any. They barely have enough time to do everything they've written down on their own list of tasks for that day, let alone time for that favor you requested. If this describes you, I want you to know that it doesn't have to be that way. Today, in the spirit of Friday's commitment to give, I want you to give some time to yourself. Of course, I'm not saying you'll suddenly have more than 24 hours to work with, but after putting some of these time management techniques to use, it may just feel like there are more than 24 hours in your day. First of all, do you tend to overbook your days? That is, schedule too many events too close together? If so, keep in mind that what happens when you do this is that you're just adding to your stress level unnecessarily. So to remedy this, recognize that not everything has to get done today. Remember what I said in yesterday's episode about prioritizing? Have you ever had a long to-do list, that is, a long list of things that you considered priorities that needed to be taken care of right away, and then suddenly something unexpected happened? You hurt your back. Your car broke down. A friend called saying that he or she really needed support and company right now, and could you please come over? Stuff like that. And what happened? Those items moved to the top of the priority list, and everything else moved down. Yet the world kept on turning, and eventually everything got done. It's almost as if telling yourself all of it was absolutely urgent was just a story that didn't serve you. You could try taking your to-do list for a certain day and spreading it out over a week. It may be hard at first because everything seems urgent, but after a while, the stress will start to melt away. Also, if there are a number of items you need to check off your list on one particular day, be sure to give yourself adequate time between them. There's nothing worse than running around like a chicken with its head cut off just to get everywhere on time and still be in a state of mind to accomplish anything useful. And as I said, you're adding to your stress level unnecessarily. So give yourself maybe an extra hour overall and spread things out just a little bit. Part of the problem with living everyday life in a constant state of pandemonium is that you start to identify with being this busy, high-strung person. And the more you identify with that story in your head, the more of a self-fulfilling prophecy it becomes. In other words, you become more and more what you think of yourself as. And in this case, it's not good. You might also want to try giving yourself permission to say no to certain things. For some of us, it's not easy to tell someone no when they're making demands on our time. And it's even harder to say no when they invite us to participate in something we really want to do. If you have trouble saying no to demands on your time, consider the possible reasons for this. First, no one likes rejection. We've all experienced it in one form or another, and we don't want to reject others and make them feel that way. Second, you may have trouble setting boundaries, which could be a symptom of the third reason: you're an overgiver, which, by the way, I talked about in more detail in episode 20. So the next time someone asks you for your time, analyze what you're feeling. Once you figure out what's preventing you from turning down an offer or an invitation, you'll be better equipped to assert your time boundaries. But no matter what, really focus today and in the coming days on giving yourself permission to say no. How do you manage your busy days and still find time to write? Is there a technique you've picked up over the years that really works for you? Let's have a discussion about it at the Dream Play Write discussion forum. Go to dreamplaywrite.com/forum/give. dreamplaywrite.com/forum/give. And look for the thread I started with this very question. We can all benefit from each other's knowledge, ideas, and wisdom. And that's what the discussion forum is for. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Play Right is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.